What if the world's favorite explanation for identity has no footing in Scripture at all? One of the strongest cultural claims regarding sexual orientation is, I was born this way. And the argument goes that Paul had no category for sexual orientation, that the idea didn't exist yet. But that claim doesn't stand up to biblical anthropology. The Bible may not use the modern word orientation, but it does speak to patterns of desire. James says that we are lured and enticed by our own desires. Paul calls them desires of the flesh. The problem isn't that Scripture is silent. The problem is that Scripture speaks directly to what orientation revises. Orientation claims desire defines identity. But the Bible says desire reveals brokenness. Orientation claims this desire is who I am. But the Bible says this desire is what Christ came to redeem. Orientation claims my feelings are fixed, therefore they must be good. And the Bible says patterns of corrupt desires are worse, not better, than isolated acts. So this is not just a disagreement over psychology. It's a collision of authorities. Who defines the self, God or desire? Who determines identity, creator or creature? An identity rooted in desire always enslaves, but an identity rooted in Christ always liberates. Here's how you can pray this today. Lord, anchor my identity in Christ alone. Redeem my desires, reorder my loves, and help me walk not by the flesh, but by the Spirit. And here are two peoples that you can pray for. The Johnsons, our Creative Access missionaries in Asia, and also the Afrikaans Life Word broadcast for the people of South Africa.